The 2012 National Financial Capability Study is a broad study of more than 25,000 U.S. adults. We sampled from each state at least 500 residents, so there are 500 Illinoisans who are part of the survey data. And we look at the data across four pillars of financial capability. Financial capability includes planning ahead, so being prepared for known and unknown expenses, making ends meet, managing financial products, and financial knowledge and decision making. We look at responses to questions that get at not only knowledge, but also attitudes and information about consumer behavior.
A lot of people are struggling with debt. A lot of people are struggling to make ends meet as well. That shows up in this study.
We see that a lot of American adults are having a difficult time making ends meet. Now, there's some good news and some bad news from the survey. One piece of good news is that it appears that Americans are having a slightly easier time meeting their monthly expenses and paying their bills. In 2012, 40% of respondents said that they had no difficulty whatsoever paying their monthly bills, and that was true for Illinois as well. And back in 2009, it was 36% that said they had no difficulty. So there's been some slight improvement there.
But the news is not all good.
The news is not all good. The remaining 60% are either finding it very difficult or somewhat difficult to meet their monthly expenses. And we're also seeing other trends with respect to expensive credit card behavior. Too many Americans are carrying a balance each month and being charged interest, and others are engaging in behaviors that result in fees, such as paying late or exceeding the limit on their credit.
I know when the recession first occurred, there seemed to be a lot of people who said, well, you know, maybe the chickens have come home to roost. People spending beyond their means or racking up too much debt on things like credit cards, that, you know, we'll learn our lesson from that. But I guess that's not necessarily the case. And maybe you could offer some reasons why it's not.
Well, we do see that people have improved their credit card behavior over the last 3 years. And so while still a majority of Americans are engaging in expensive credit card habits, there has been some improvement. And certainly Illinois shows slightly better behavior than the rest of the nation. Around the U.S., 49% of U.S. adults say that they pay their credit card on time in full each month. 52% of Illinoisans. That's good news for Illinois. But we do see that Americans are overwhelmed by debt. And when we ask the question, how do you feel about your debt situation, regardless of income, 42% of Americans said that they feel like they've got too much debt.
We are talking with Jerry Walsh, who was with FINRA, talking about the Financial Capability Survey, which surveyed adults throughout the United States, including in Illinois. Are you seeing different results for people based on age groups?
We do. We see that the younger demographic, particularly the millennials, are struggling when it comes to their finances. They're much more likely to have credit card behaviors that are unfortunate, and also to have student loans and medical debt, which means unpaid medical bills.
I know that things like medical bills, even sometimes credit card debt, those are things that people don't often set out to run into trouble with, but find themselves there at different points in time. But what I hear from a lot of this, even though Illinois is about where many of the other states are, it's not a pretty picture from a standpoint of whether or not people's personal financial situations are in good shape.
And one of the things that was quite curious from 2009 to 2012 with respect to how people are planning ahead is that more Americans appear to have short-term emergency savings than had been true in the past, but they're not planning as much for things like a child's college education or for retirement. So those longer-term goals seem to be less of a focus than that effort of having an emergency fund to make ends meet. It's critical that all Americans have some money set aside so that they could weather a financial shock. Pretty much everybody that you know has probably had a car breakdown or their refrigerator has blown out, the air conditioner or the boiler has broken, and those can be expensive repairs to have to deal with. If you're not prepared by having savings set aside to cover those emergencies, you may wind up in an endless cycle of debt, having to rely on plastic or, worse, payday lending to weather those storms.
I mentioned age groups there, but does it cross educational levels as well? Do people who are better educated manage their money better?
Education, income, and age tend to be correlated with better financial behaviors. We also saw an interesting trend, which is that once people reach that point in their life where they no longer had financially dependent children, their attitude about their money increased. And so they felt like they were doing better.
And so what can people do? I mean, there's just because you go to college doesn't mean that you learn how to manage money. I mean, are there better ways for people to learn this and resources available?
One of the first things that listeners can do is go to usfinancialcapability.org and take the financial literacy quiz that we gave to all of the respondents. The results were rather woeful across the nation, and Illinois was right in line with the rest of the nation. Just about 60% of Americans flunk a basic quiz that asks about interest rates, mortgages, and inflation.
Is this a problem, do you feel, maybe with the educational system, for example? I know when I went to high school, we went through sort of a consumer affairs type of class that did teach, at least in a basic form, some of those things you've talked about, and the importance of, you know, having some type of rainy day fund, that type of thing. Is there some way or somebody that needs to be more accountable for making sure people understand these basic concepts?
What was interesting about the study is that an overwhelming majority of U.S. adults said that we ought to have financial education in some form in the schools. One thing we need to remember is that schools are fairly burdened as it is with reading, writing, and arithmetic, and so there needs to be time in the day for additional lessons to be integrated. But there is some work being done to look at integrating financial concepts into, for example, the math curriculum. We have a lot of data within the financial capability study, and one of the things that we're interested to do in slicing and dicing the data is determining whether, having been exposed to a financial education class at some point in your life, whether in schools or the workplace, improved your behavior. There seems to be a strong correlation that it does.